Today is our July public meeting, and I'm going to start off by just welcoming the public and the press to our meeting. Charts are available for this meeting on returntoflight.org website, and I want to note that the press and public are listening in on a listening-only connectivity via phone. The teleconference is being recorded and will be made available on our Return to Flight website. And once again, I'll ask our members to mute their phones when they're not talking, and to please identify themselves when they are speaking so we can capture that for our records and minutes. For those members who are presenting today, please refer to the chart numbers or the charts by the page numbers so that the public can know where they are. And that's all for the administrative announcements. I'm going to begin with a roll call for the record to reflect those members that are present for this particular session. And as I call your name, you can indicate whether you hear me loud and clear, and we'll also do a mic check as well. Starting with our co-chair, Mr. Richard Covey.
Loud and clear.
Our ex officio, Mr. Jim Lloyd.
Present, loud and clear.
Our management panel lead, Dr. Dan Crippen.
Loud and clear.
Our technical panel lead, Mr. Joe Cozzopoli.
Clear.
Our operations panel lead, Colonel Jim Adamson.
Loud and clear.
Representatives of the management panel, Dr. Walter Brognack.
Loud and clear.
Mr. Gary Geyer.
Loud and clear.
Ms. Susan Livingstone.
Loud and clear.
Mr. Tom Tate.
Loud and clear.
Mr. Bill Wagner.
Loud and clear.
Representatives from the technical panel, Mr. Ben Cosgrove.
Loud and clear.
Dr. Chuck Daniels.
Loud and clear.
Mr. Richard Coors.
Loud and clear.
Dr. Decatur Rogers. Dr. Decatur Rogers. Okay, looks like we may have, maybe we don't have Mr. Rogers. We'll check the connectivity on that. Mr. Rogers, make sure your mic's not muted. For the operations panel, we have Dr. Kathy Clark.
Loud and clear.
Dr. Amy Donahue.
Loud and clear.
Ms. Christine Fox.
Loud and clear.
Lieutenant General Forrest McCartney.
Loud and clear.
Mr. Bob Seek.
Well, we're loud and clear, but he's not here right this minute, but he'll be back.
Okay. And Dr. Kathy Thornton.
Loud and clear.
Okay. Are there any other task group members that are on the network that I did not call their names? Mr. Decatur Rogers, are you still with us? Okay, we'll check on the connectivity for Mr. Rogers, Mr. Covey. We have enough for our quorum. Okay, this is Vincent Watkins. Is there someone just joining our teleconference? Okay, Dick, I think we're ready to begin with opening remarks.
Okay, thank you, Vincent. This is Dick Covey, and want to welcome our public and media guests that are listening in today. Also, the task group members that have called in. This is the first of several meetings we plan to conduct by teleconference in order to be able to expedite our work. The purpose today will be to address two closure packages being brought forward in response to actions taken by the agency in response to the recommendations of the Columbia Accident Investigation Board. They will come out of the operations panel, and I'll be turning the phone over to Jim Adamson shortly to take us through those. Now, one of the things that I want to make sure that the public knows is that the process that we used for getting the information out and soliciting inputs from the task group members who were both able to participate in the teleconference and not able to is as follows. After receiving closure packages from the Space Shuttle Program and Space Flight Leadership Council, the operations panel took those the presentations and the data that they had, prepared the charts that they that you have today, and distributed those last week to members of the task group in general. Along with that, they sent the executive summary from the closeout packages, as well as letter as a transmittal from the Spaceflight Leadership Council. So those were made available last week to the members of the task group, who then had the opportunity to ask members of the ops panel for clarification and or raise questions with them in preparation for the deliberations that we'll go through today. Those members of the task group who were not able to participate today had the opportunity to provide me with their inputs if they did not agree with or had additional questions relative to the data that was going to be presented. I can tell you that I have not received anything from those members who have not are not able to participate, showing any type of concern relative to the data as it'll be presented. But they were given that opportunity even though they were not able to participate in this particular meeting. I want to make that clear to everybody. With that, we will be going through two presentations. We will deliberate each of those presentations and recommendations and come to some conclusions today relative to the status of the NASA response to recommendations 4.2-5 on foreign object debris and 10.3-1 on digitizing closeout photography. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Jim Adamson.